Continuing with the top five, it's been another deadly day in Iraq. Over 30 people have lost their lives in a fresh wave of bomb attacks in different parts of the country. The deadliest incidents happened in the capital, Baghdad. At least 28 people lost their lives in a series of coordinated bomb attacks in several neighborhoods of Baghdad. Many other people were also injured in the attacks. In a separate attack, gunmen killed four people in the rest of the city of Abu Ghraib near the capital, Baghdad. At least one person has also died and several were wounded in a car bomb explosion in the southern city of Najaf. A spiraling wave of violence has killed thousands of Iraqis in recent months. Middle East expert Zayed Al-Issa joins us right now to share his thoughts on this. Zayed Al-Issa, I hate to say that it's another day, another death, but we are looking at what in the thousands now of people being killed in Iraq. And of course, many analysts have concluded that one of the major contributors has been Saudi Arabia. Now, tell us, what gains does Saudi Arabia see in Iraq by creating this instability, if you agree that they are in a major way contributing to this?
Well, I mean, since 2003 and the toppling of the Saddam dictatorship, Saudi Arabia has been vehemently opposed and fiercely against the democratic change in Iraq. It perceives this as a major existential threat to its tyrannical dictatorship, which is considered to be the bastion of dictatorship in the region and in the Arab world. Saudi Arabia have sought since day one to destabilize, discredit, derail the fledgling democracy in Iraq with the ultimate goal of dismantling the whole entire democratic process in Iraq. Now, there has been a dramatic surge in violence in Iraq, and basically mainly targeting the overwhelming majority of the people in Iraq, that is the Shia, in order to start off and spark a civil war in Iraq. And the reason for this dramatic surge has been all the torrent of funding, arming, logistical support, and even going to the unprecedented move of paying salaries to all the Wahhabi Salafi terrorists converging on Syria. All that money and arming that went to Syria have financed, according to the New York Times, the most radical and the most extremist element in the Syrian insurgency, and that is the Jabhat al-Nusra. And Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, the leader of al-Qaeda in Iraq, has confirmed that Jabhat al-Nusra is nothing but merely an extension of al-Qaeda in Iraq, and the leader, Abu Muhammad al-Junani, is simply a foot soldier of al-Qaeda. And he acknowledged that all those resources have been halved and shared between the two terrorist organizations. That proves beyond a shadow of doubt that all this funding from Saudi Arabia has gone to revive and reinvigorate al-Qaeda in Iraq. The other reason is that Saudi Arabia desperately needs to prove to its people that it is engaged in confronting and combating an existential threat coming from the Shia, and namely from the Islamic Republic of Iran, because its people have discovered that its regime, overarching goal of the Saudi regime, is actually to hold at bay the demands of people for democratic change, and also the turn the tide against the people clamoring for political reform. So it needs to demonstrate to them, particularly after its deceitful, patently deceitful myth has been exposed by its people, that it is the guardian and defender of Sunni Islam, because the Saudi regime thrown its support behind all the tyrannical and dictatorships in Egypt, Tunisia, Yemen, and we've seen the people protesting in those countries, demanding an end to the Saudi meddling and interference in their countries. And that's why we see the Saudis actively and vigorously engaged in trying to start off a sectarian war, not just in Iraq, but also in Syria and in Lebanon, in order to be seen by its people engaged in fighting a threat, a threat by the Shias, so that it makes it extremely hard for those people who are daring to divide in Saudi Arabia to stand up with the regime. And we've seen the Saudis coming up with various accusations that they are dismantling rings and networks of spies in Saudi Arabia in order to back up their story. We've seen also Saudi Arabia widen its strategy after its spectacular failure in concentrating on Syria, trying to topple the Syrian regime, to also encompass this and involve Iraq to destabilize Iraq, believing that Iraq is the backbone or offering support to the Syrian regime. And we've seen also that Saudi is deeply worried because of the international community adopting a diplomatic approach in Syria and refusing, adamantly refusing to adopt the Saudi drive to wage war against Syria and also wage war against Iran. The Saudis are infuriated by the negotiations taking place now to resolve the Iranian nuclear issue. They want the West, particularly the United States, to use and adopt the military approach to deal with Iran.
Thank you very much for that. Middle East expert from London, Zayed Al-Issa. Thank you.